Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of my good friend Bill Sardi, who's an investigative journalist. But we're going to be talking about something which is not in the medical field at all, but has to do with what is happening financially to our nation. America is in a crisis situation. 43 cents of every dollar America spends has to be borrowed. And, of course, where's the money coming from? Why, we're borrowing it from ourselves. Well, how can you keep borrowing from yourself? Well, of course, you just create the money and you just do this. And you go until suddenly the whole world loses confidence in the monetary system. The dollars, trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars held overseas, are funneled back in the United States. And suddenly, why, America is impoverished. And, of course, as Bill points out, we have a mighty Navy, but most of our ships will simply be parked in foreign ports because we won't have the money to bring them home, and the whole financial system is on the verge of collapse, and the average individual has little or no understanding what's going on. But as our friend Lindsay Williams was told by his informant, a member of the elite who ruled the world, his name is Ken Fromm, he was a president of ARCO, we've checked him out, we know who he is, followed his career, and he's one of the few people on the inside who ever came out and explained what was going on, as he told Lindsay, when the Federal Reserve System starts purchasing our own debt, when the government starts purchasing its own debt, at that point, the game's over. Bill Sardi, you pick up the story.
I know a lot of Americans wonder, they've never been taught in school, where does money come from? Well, they print dollars, but there's also electronic money. And this subject was taken up by a Wall Street Journal, a blogger, John Hilsenrath. And he asked the question, what is money and how do you destroy it? And it's interesting that among 66 people who commented on his article, nobody could tell you what money is. So let me tell your audience, but I'll tell you, Mr. Hilsenrath said, it's just a medium of exchange. Why, I do some work, and then I get paid in money. And so the money is the currency that's handed to him. He parks it in the bank later. Well, that's kind of what money is used for, but that isn't what money is. It's actually an IOU. You see, the money that you have is actually debt-based money. Let me see if I can explain it real quickly. Americans buy cars from Japan. We have the cars. They have our money. We lend it back. We borrow it. So what we do is we get it from the Japanese plus interest. And we give them an IOU called a treasury bill, or sometimes called just a T-bill. It's an IOU to pay back the Japanese whatever we borrowed from them, plus interest. We then make the amount that we borrowed into paper dollar bills, but we never make the amount that is the interest. It never is created. So we're always short that amount. The more we borrow, the more we'll be short, until there comes a day of default, we can't pay, and it's like musical chairs. And that is called the business cycle. And you can go to college and have the best economics professors, and they won't tell you what I just told you. that we are in boom and bust cycles forever as long as we're in debt-based money.
And because at one time money had intrinsic value, it was backed by gold and silver, what was the advantage? They couldn't print. The government couldn't just keep printing and printing and printing. You have to have limits on the amount of money that's created. Go right ahead, Bill.
Well, of course, the objective of government in league with the banksters is to make sure when the day of reckoning comes, and this has come in the 19th.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Dollar now, of course, we're told that we have 3% inflation or 2% inflation. They're simply lying to us. If you want the accurate statistics, you go to shadowstats.org, John Williams' website. The real rate of inflation is calculated traditionally. Instead of the phony figures the government put out, is over 11%, according to John Williams, a classic independent economist. Basically, the government officials lie. Figures don't lie, but liars figure. They get employed by the government, and they do what they're told, or, of course, they'll lose their job and never get another one. Well, the rate of inflation, we're told, certainly the rate of unemployment, we're told, about 9%, 8.6%, I think is the latest figure. The real figure is well over 22% if you take the people who are unemployed, underemployed, or have given up looking for work. These are John Williams statistics, and they've certainly been verified by other people. The gross domestic product, we're told, is growing at 2%. The problem is that you've got to have an honest rate of inflation when you're calculating the gross domestic product. And if you have an honest rate of inflation, the gross domestic product is contracting certainly every quarter. And the definition of a recession is two successive quarters where first you the gross domestic product is falling. It's been falling for the last 2 to 3 years on a regular basis. Everything you're getting from the controlled media is a lie. And this young man entering the workforce today has very little hope of ever being able to accumulate sufficient money to live a comfortable life. There is an organized, coordinated effort to destroy the middle class in America. More people are moving into poverty. More people are moving on to food stamps. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're waiting for it to get better, it's not going to, because they, the people who really run things, don't want it to. Go right ahead, Bill.
Well, that young man entering the workforce is now going to have to make, on his first day on the job, $60,000 a year to equal the purchasing power of his mother 21 years ago. So this is what that unashamed inflation rate planned by the Federal Reserve. Now you see why Congressman Ron Paul demonizes the Federal Reserve. And so we used to have a not inflation-based money, but actually solid, sound-based money of gold and silver, where you could set the standard rate of exchange for it. So we have inflated money system, and therefore it dooms all of us. We're never going to get ahead in this kind of a system. And they're really essentially robbing money out the back door of the bank. So if you need to make today a 7% pay raise at work, go ask your boss every year. Or, and this is for the lowest rate of inflation that John Williams calculates, which is all he's using is the old federal government's way of calculating this in 1980 and 1990. They just rigged the deck now. So the story is that you have to either get a 7% raise every year, or your money in the bank has to yield 7%. Of course, they're only giving you 0.9%, less than 1% in the bank. So you're losing 6% of your money. Americans have $8.5 trillion of accumulated banked money that draws interest in America. That is losing $510 to $780 billion of value every year. Until 5 years from now, it'll be worth 40 to 50% less in purchasing power. Now, your passbook at the bank savings account will look like it's grown by 1%, but in purchasing power, this is what inflation does. It takes the money, the purchasing power, away from you, and you can't see that. So there will be no middle class here. There'll just be very few that will have any money in 5 or 6 years. If Americans don't stand up now, we're going to watch all this disappear. They'll have us all in bread lines as they did in Russia. And, of course, we can't stand up to the government. We got to stand in a bread line. So this is actually truly what's going on. It's what Dr. Ron Paul talks about on the disappearance of the middle class. And, of course, we have a government that uses up $3.8 trillion a year, but only collects $2.4 trillion in taxes. So you make up that $1.4 trillion by borrowing. And then you do that every year, a number of years running, and you've accumulated now $14 trillion of debt, equal to our entire gross domestic product for 1 year, $14 trillion. Took all the money that we have and put it against that debt, and we could pay it back, but we have nothing to live on, nothing to exchange, no savings, nothing. And so this is when we get to the point we can't pay the interest on it. Of course, just like our own credit cards, if you can't pay the minimum payment on the interest, then you're in trouble. And we're not even including the cost of Medicare and Social Security, which is another $60 trillion. So if you want to go to the Social Security Trust Fund, it's a bunch of IOUs. There's money there, but it's only in the form of an IOU. The money's all gone. Now, they'll tell you that the trust fund won't be depleted completely for a number of years, but it's partially depleted now, and they're taking money out of the general fund for some of the people. So someone in the military wrote me and said, what can we do? Can you help us go on the air? They're cutting our paychecks here in the military. I said, well, this was a female. I said, your paychecks, dear, are already being borrowed. The military paychecks our borrowed money right now. We spend $1 trillion a year. They hide a lot of this spending for military spending. We're just simply not going to be able to go on. When they claim that Ron Paul's an isolationist, he's a realist. He's trying to tell you there will be a day we can't fund the military, and it will be shocking, and we can't even bring our Navy boats back into port. We'll just have to leave the boats there and bring the troops home. We are in such bad debt, this is what's going to happen to us. You can't believe it, but it's actually true. So it's a striking day when we just can't be the policemen of the world anymore from a financial standpoint. We can't go into endless debt. And it's true, we can print more money, but when you print more money, that becomes a Ponzi scheme. And when people have more money, you spend it. And when you spend it, you increase demand. And when you increase demand, then people raise the price of goods and services, and you have inflation. So it's going to go out of control, and this is what they're talking about and what is actually going on. And Americans are going to have to brace for something. Well, what is it? What they're telling us are this January of 2012 is they're subjecting the largest banks to a stress test, and they're preparing them for a 52% drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, that's the stock market, a 21% decline in house prices, an unemployment rate of 13%, which we know is already much higher than that, and a contraction of 5% in our economy, that is our gross domestic product. So this is what they're bracing the banks for. I wonder if you could withstand this kind of a trial. Ben Bernanke elected to bail out the rich and the wealthy by printing money, bailing out the banks, and making sure the stock market didn't collapse. He didn't bail out the homeowners. He didn't bail out the people that have banks and save money. The savings class is being penalized. And, of course, we're losing money in the bank. So you're just going to have to find some way. If you have a little nest egg, $10,000 or more, in the bank, it's going to lose a lot of money over the next 4 or 5 years. You need to put it into an asset. You can even get more. Actually, I think they're still offering savings bonds. You'd still lose money. You wouldn't make the 7%, but I think you could make 4 or 5%. But it's a situation where even the largest bond fund in the country, PIMCO, says they're going to be lucky to make 5%. So they're warning all their clients they're going to lose money for them this next year. And if you have money in the bank, you might take some out in cash just in case there's an earthquake or some disruption on the ATM machines don't work. You might decide to buy a little gold and silver. That's usually for people that have a little more wealth. And you might decide to have an asset. Assets are things like homes, or they can be equities like stocks. Now, for a lot of people not familiar with doing any of this, so they punt and have a financial counselor do it. And he recommends things like 401ks and, well, all of those things have been losing money. Mutual funds, they take out fees for that, and they take out more in fees than you make. And you've got to make more than 7%. None of them are doing this. Again, you're going to lose money. So you're going to get in a panic here. You need to learn what to do with your money. So it's going to be very difficult. We see the evaporation of American wealth, the disappearance of the middle class. When you go to third world countries, 10% of the people have a lot of money in China, in India. But here, it's going to be the same thing. A very small percentage, the middle class, is disappearing. Unless, of course, we fight back in the next election. The only candidate pushing for currency reform, for lending reform, and so on, is Ron Paul. If you didn't get that message and you don't understand it now, you just were told, go look it up on your own. So it's very important that we understand that America needs currency reform. And by the way, Congressman Ron Paul is the only candidate who even understands what's going on. He found a $1.3 trillion of savings. We tend to charge our self-interest for IOUs that we took out of the Social Security Fund and so on. And he's saying if we stop those IOUs to ourselves in interest, we'll save $1.3 trillion. None of the other candidates even knew what was going on when he said this.
And that is why, of course, the New York Times, the Washington hosts the Time Magazine and Newsweek Magazine, and certainly all of the major media attack Congressman Ron Paul, because they're all controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Incidentally, the national debt now is $15,186,000,000. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. We'll be back in just a moment. Go right ahead, Bill.
Well, you did say the Brotherhood of Darkness, and it's a wonderful journalist online at marketskeptics.com, Eric DeCarbonell, and he says...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
He has even talked about, you know, the possibility of throwing money out of a helicopter just to disperse money to keep the economy going. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been tried many times down through the ages. If you've never read the little book on fiat money inflation in France, why, it's well worth getting. It tells what happened in France after the French Revolution in 1789, when, of course, they printed a paper currency backed by the property that they had stolen from the Catholic Church at the time, and they printed a good deal of money, and they had a very prosperous economy for a year. And then, of course, as the suddenly the prices rose to go along with the increased amount of money, they had to print more money, because that's what you do, keep the economy booming, and you print more money, and the economy booms again. And then you print more money and more money and more money till the whole thing collapses, as it did in Zimbabwe here, under American auspices, as we imposed upon them a man named Mugabe, who the people of Rhodesia, today called Zimbabwe, did not want. But it was a social experiment, and certainly half the people have fled the country. Those who remain in the country are impoverished and living in abject poverty. The whole infrastructure of government is broken down. Thanks to Henry Kissinger, they just love to do these little games, you know, to see how things will work. That is the government we created. We've kept them in power. We could get them out tomorrow if we wanted, but we don't want to. They wanted to see if they could destroy a first world nation. I lived in Africa. I saw what Rhodesia was like, and I'll tell you, they've succeeded, and they intend to do it here. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. The little book I talked about is Fiat Money Inflation in France. It's you can read it in an hour and a half. It will change your whole outlook on the world. It's the story of how you create inflation, exactly what they're doing in America today. And if you have a question or comment for Bill Sardi, why, of course, we'll get to Sandy, who's calling from Spokane in just a moment. Bill, you go right ahead.
Well, I was saying that if Congressman Ron Paul breaks for a third party, he'd get 38% of the vote on the popular side. The remaining 62% would be split by the Republican and Democrat. And there would be a split vote, and Ron Paul would win the popular vote and possibly even the electoral vote. So this... they know this on the other side, and they really have to give some respect to Congressman Ron Paul, who, by the way, tonight in the Iowa, they're reporting on Fox News 15 minutes ago, and if you can believe this, Santorum leading at 25%, Romney 24%, Ron Paul 22%. They're virtually a dead heat. They all have about the same numbers, but it's very interesting how they've conjured up that Santorum has now somehow got votes. So I don't know what all this means, and none of us do. We've seen this political theater going on in Iowa as they've tried to move the electioneering around and of course, diminish anything if Ron Paul should win this early election. So it's hard to know, and we're going to see by the end of the night here, but really what they tell us. In the meantime, what we need to know is that we need to push for sound currency. There may be a lot of issues on your mind, unemployment, other things. It's important that we fix the currency problem, and we need to do that with gold and silver. Now that gold was, of course, taken away in the gold standard in 1971 under the Nixon administration, we even still had silver certificates where that piece of paper said that you would get silver in exchange. It was not just an IOU, it was hard money. It was real money. Now we have this IOU, which I'm trying to tell you is worthless and will be revealed as worthless. The only thing they can do to keep it going is to keep printing more money in a Ponzi scheme to hide this thing. And of course, this is what we need to stop. And of course, so many of us are really victims of this thing. We don't understand why America is changing so fast and plunging into the terrible depths of poverty. And it's just our currency and our money system. We need to stop it.
And if you don't understand the money system, why, we have a wonderful talk. It's called The Financial Tsunami. We have certainly a great deal of information, and certainly we can suggest several very learned people like Martin Weiss, certainly Peter Schiff, other financial advisors, Jimmy, read what Jimmy Rogers is saying. Jimmy Rogers is a multi-billionaire. He says the whole thing is going to come down, and most Americans are going to be impoverished before this is over. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Beverage, and especially all those that have to do with diet, all use aspartame because it's very, very cheap. We have John calling us from central New York, and he was just telling us that basically, of course, the one reason that he's talked to some of the people who actually manufacture these products, and he's told them quite openly. From their point of view, they use aspartame because it's cheaper, much cheaper and easier to work with. Sean, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yeah, I just want to say it's a great product. I mean, my father was a diabetic, and he died about 8 years ago. And he was a massive diet soda drinker, and it affected his retina, and he was partially blind toward the end. And this was a strapping Vietnam and Korean War veteran. So you know, we can't eat the bad stuff. So keep up the good work, guys.
God bless. Thanks very much.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Because I think it's important people understand they're poisoning our servicemen. They poisoned a lot of them. They've even acknowledged that one of the causes, certainly for some of the Gulf War illnesses, was, of course, the various diet drinks they had over there sitting in the sun. And, of course, they had very high levels of toxins in the diet drink that the Gulf War veterans, there was a much higher incidence of multiple sclerosis in Gulf War veterans, wasn't there, Woodrow?
It was amazing. Amazing. And not only the veterans, but also people of Kuwait had a dramatic spike. You know, when we went in there and rescued them, I guess we bought a huge amount of diet sodas. And again, this is the MS thing is the most fascinating issue to me. And I devote 35, 40 pages to it in the book. There's no doubt in my mind, in fact, right now, that the cause of multiple sclerosis is methyl alcohol. And I could debate this with any neurologist in the world. And they would have a very difficult time with my arguments and with the science I've got. It's phenomenal.
And, of course, basically, of course, when I was practicing medicine, you had made the diagnosis clinically. Now, of course, with the beauty of MRI, you can actually take pictures, and you can see these areas of demyelinization up and down the spinal tract, the large lesions that come with multiple sclerosis. And so many of these people are addicted to aspartame. It's a very addictive product. We carry a DVD called The Sweet Misery, and another one called Sweet Remedy. And basically, the Sweet Misery is put together by a woman who had multiple sclerosis and was confined to a wheelchair. Well, fortunately, she was able to get over multiple sclerosis by giving up aspartame. She went around the country. Pictures, interviewed people. So many people who had multiple sclerosis who got off their aspartame and got dramatically better. Have you heard those stories, Monty?
Oh, yes. I've worked quite a lot with Corey, actually. She's a good friend of mine. And, you know, she still had some residual symptomology. And, of course, it's not just aspartame. If you have MS, you have to stay away from everything that has methanol in it. And you have to know what those things are, and you got to stay away from all of it, because otherwise you'll be horribly disappointed. And so that's why I go so deeply in that. I devote a whole chapter to everything that has methanol in it. There's not a lot of things. In fact, you don't even have to read my book to get that list on my website, The Truth About Stuff. Well, actually, I'll give you a better website. WhileScienceSleeps.com. WhileScienceSleeps.com. I've got something called the Monty Diet. It's not really a diet, but it's a list of all the few foods that contain methanol, and it talks about each one. Read that. If you have multiple sclerosis, take a look at that. You can print it out. It's a PDF file.
Does this have any relationship to chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia, things of that sort?
No, I don't. I didn't. I only was able to follow up on the data I could get from the Center for Disease Control on diseases. I didn't want to take a chance on diseases like fibromyalgia, which are difficult to diagnose. So I stuck with the most important of the diseases. My gut feeling is it seems like it should.
Well, I think it's better just to stick with what you can definitely prove, and I think there's no question at all there's a causal relationship between many cases of multiple sclerosis and the consumption of aspartame, and it's the methyl alcohol that does the damage. It's toxic to the nerves, it destroys the nerves, and how many people, I mean, we have an epidemic of these diseases all across America. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with our special guest. And if you have a question or comment, why give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Are there any other diseases that we should specifically associate with this? Now, you mentioned certainly this question of autism, certainly Alzheimer's disease. Is there any proof that there's a causal relationship between Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, the dementias we're seeing, the explosion of this, and the use of this methyl alcohol-containing product?
I couldn't find anything with Parkinson's specifically. But Alzheimer's for sure. Alzheimer's, Dr. Monteith, is, as you know, a perivascular disease. And just like multiple sclerosis, we're just affecting different proteins. Okay, but they're both they're basic proteins. And when formaldehyde is produced, when it's produced in an aqueous solution in the blood, it doesn't stay as formaldehyde. It turns into formaldehyde hydrate. And formaldehyde hydrate is acidic. And it's a powerful, powerful compound. A very interesting characteristic. The chemistry of it is phenomenal. I talk about it in the book. But anyway, it's this acid compound, formaldehyde hydrate, is looking for basic proteins. And the perfect basic proteins would be myelin basic protein and tau protein. So one is associated with multiple sclerosis, the other one's associated with Alzheimer's, and we know for sure, the science has been done, that shows that tau protein will form tangles in the presence of formaldehyde. But nobody knows how the formaldehyde gets into the brain, because it can't pass the blood-brain barrier. But methanol can pass the blood-brain barrier, and then as it passes through, convert to formaldehyde, and then there we go. There is the mechanism. And it's, if you look at the curve, aspartame consumption curve, it's in the back cover of my book, aspartame consumption curve versus Alzheimer's disease death curve, not just...
Hold that thought, we'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, this is Professor Woodrow Monty, formerly Sydney in the Department of Health Sciences, University of Arizona. And did I get that right? It was University of
Arizona State University. They'll never forgive me there.
All right, fine. Well, I certainly don't want to get you into any more trouble than you probably already are.
Sure.
But Sydney, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. And fortunately, we have a book written now by a scientist who's dedicated a number of years to this. And basically, of course, what happens is that one of the breakdown products of aspartame, and actually originally in the aspartame itself, when it's produced, is methyl alcohol. And Sydney, now, does this breakdown produce methyl alcohol? Is the methyl alcohol there from its very inception?
The methyl alcohol, it's a very easy cleavage. In fact, that's why people associate hot weather with the methanol, because just warm temperatures, that's why you can't use aspartame for cooking, just warm temperatures will break the methanol off. The chemotrypsin in the small intestine breaks it off immediately. It's basically, aspartame is is methanol 10 minutes after you take a sip of it.
All right, fine. This is one reason they had so many problems with the young men over there in the Gulf War area, because they had all their drinks over there, and their diet drinks, and all sorts of Pepsi and Diet Coke. And then, of course, it got warm, and of course, it got warm over in the desert, and of course, then you're drinking a great deal of methyl alcohol. And then the methyl alcohol breaks down and forms formaldehyde. Is that how it works?
It's exactly right. And here's the thing, you know, there are a lot of medical doctors out there listening and poo-pooing this right now, because they say, well, the liver is going to remove the methanol from the gut. movement from the hepatic portal vein. And that's not true. So doctors have got to listen to this. What happens when the methanol, the small amount of methanol, is produced from aspartame, it gets into the hepatic portal vein and heads toward the liver. Well, it's going to make contact with a little bit of ethanol that's always produced almost constantly from your gut flora. And that small amount of ethanol stops completely the alcohol dehydrogenase in the liver from removing the methanol from the flow of blood from the hepatic portal vein. And that means that the methanol gets into the bloodstream. And that's where you have the problem. It's a game of musical chairs. The methanol is going around the circulation. And as soon as it finds an alcohol dehydrogenase, and they're not located everywhere. I've got a chart in my book that shows exactly where the alcohol dehydrogenase in the body is located. Aside from the liver, and they're extremely important locations in the brain, you know, in the fetus itself, every place is there are diseases of civilization, where they start is where you find alcohol dehydrogenase, just waiting to turn that methanol into formalma. And that's the magic of this whole thing.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question on this, and is aspartame a poison? It's in 6,000 products. They know what they're doing, and people within the FDA know what they're doing, but if you want to keep your job, you keep your mouth shut, and if you stand up and you tell the truth, they're going to come after you and make your life miserable. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, how can people get copies of your book? Do you have a web page where they can get additional information?
Dr. Matisse, yes. If you want to get some idea of what the book's like, just go to While Science Sleeps. It's just one word. You know, there's no spaces. WhileScienceSleeps.com. And that's my website. It talks about the book. It gives you one of the chapters of the book, the one that I thought that is the most important one that had to get out to people. Even before I published, and that's about autism, the association with the autism and various other birth defects and aspartame. That chapter is available. You can just download it, print it out yourself, and read it. And then you just get the gist of what the book's about. The book's on Amazon. And just put in my name, Woodrow Monte, M-O-N-T-E, or we got similar names there, Dr. Monte, or, you know, While Science Sleep.
While Science Sleeps, and sounds good. In fact, I hope to have a copy very soon. We may very well carry the book. We need a more readable book. We carry Dr. Roberts' book, which is a wonderful book on aspartame, but it's so big, I've never even start reading it. It's like an encyclopedia, and we need something simple that people can understand. And certainly, I believe, because you need textbooks. I love Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, the History of the World of Conspiracy and the Secret Societies. But who's going to read a book that's 1,342 pages? And that's, of course, what simply like Dr. Roberts' book on aspartame. What we need is a short book, and yours, what, about 250 pages?
And Dr. Monteith, I worked with a brilliant illustration artist, and she did beautiful full-color illustrations. And I tried every trick in my collection of tricks during my lecturing career of 25 years to try to make this understandable. It has to be understood by the average person, because I'm not going to get any help really from the professional community. If people understand this, they can stop it. The book is a handbook that explains all the science to you, and it gets really, there are places where I actually have scientific asides for medical people who are reading it, but you can understand it. And I was aiming for the average person, you know, the average smart person, excuse me. But it's great, and the illustrations, you'll love the illustrations, full color book. And it's I just hope that people will understand it and will enjoy it. I talk about the truth about what happens. There are stories in there of things that happened to me when I went to the Food and Drug Administration. Just try to break it up, break the science up.
Well, when you actually try to expose this, did you come under tremendous pressure?
Oh, yes. Well, yes. I mean, I left the country.
You were left the country?
I went to New Zealand. I'm, you know, I'm in the country now.
Well, I'm glad you are. But
I'm back. But I felt like my life was in danger.
And ladies and gentlemen, it may sound, you know, life in danger, it may sound melodramatic. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very, very true. On certain subjects, you speak out, and they will come after you to destroy you. I know certainly people who were with me when we were trying to expose what happened to AIDS, who tried to expose other major issues in America. They've come under tremendous pressure. And so many of them have had their lives destroyed. Why? Because they tried to tell the truth. And I'm talking about here in America. And if this is going on, then why don't we read about it from the media? And as we tell you over and over again, there's six major corporations that control 90 to 95% of the media, and they all tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, I get number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, And I think we have Barbara calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Barbara from Santa Cruz.
Hi, good evening. Sounds like a very interesting book. I have to get a copy of that and read it. I've learned, you know, from other people just how bad aspartame can be for you. So I make an issue of it when I pick up something on the shelf and I go, oh, aspartame, and put it back down again. I'm sure people look at me like, you know, like, what is she doing? But there are more and more people who are becoming aware of this. And what I have heard is that a lot of these big companies that made the aspartame and all of the other things as well, that now that what they're trying to do is change the name of it so that it's not as is aware. I heard that they're changing aspartame to something called AminoSweet or something like that.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, they're doing all sorts of things to try to...
In your book, do you give all the names? Because, of course, we have aspartame, we have NutraSweet, we have some natural flavoring they use, that natural flavoring. That's the way they can cover it up. Do you have a list of all the phony names that they use to deceive the public?
That's great, Dr. Matthews. Yeah, it's a shame, and all gum now in the United States has got it in, not just the sugar-free gum.
And, of course, they've targeted the children, to my estimation. This is criminal activity. It's in the Wrigley's chewing gum. And is it in all the chewing gums or most of the chewing gums?
I haven't been able to find a chewing gum. Not that I don't do a lot of chewing. I haven't been able to find a chewing gum that doesn't have it in, which is interesting. I think they sort of discovered that it helps prolong the flavor of the gum. So you have to look at the labels, but I haven't found one that doesn't have it in. If somebody out there knows of one that guaranteed does not have, it has to be on the label, thank goodness. And the phenylalanine warning must be on the label as well, which is another way.
And if it mentions phenylalanine, why, I'll be sure that it probably has aspartame in it. They could cover up the name of aspartame. But because certain people are very sensitive to phenylalanine, they have to at least put that on there. So if you see it and you don't see anything that says about aspartame, figure that it's there. Anything else, Barbara?
No, that's all for now. Thank you for all the great information, and look forward to reading your book. And of course, not that we don't use it anyway, but I still like to have as much information as I can to pass it on to other people and try and stop them from drinking or using it in their food.
And it's just a good idea to stay away from methanol in general. And so people need to know where they can find that as well.
Yeah.
So thank you, Barbara.
Do you deal with high fructose corn syrup at all?
I know quite a bit about high fructose corn syrup, but I don't want
to take you off track at all.
It's okay. I would say it's another thing to stay away from for
right.
other reasons.
Yeah. Most things are these days.
Stay
out of the inner aisles.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have to be so careful with what you eat, but we are what we eat. This is why, of course, we are pleased with you as to, you know, eat lots of fruits and vegetables and natural products and stay away from so many things that are produced certainly commercially because they have all sorts of things in them and you'll never know until you start developing bizarre symptoms and diseases. Barbara, thank you so very much for calling. God bless.
And thanks, Dr. Monty, for being on with Dr. Sand. It's been the pleasure having you.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Woodrow Monty, and his book is, one more time, the title of it?
While Science Sleeps,
and of course we're going to be getting a copy of it. I suspect we'll be carrying the book, and we're going to be having Woodrow on all of our various programs here, and I hope we'll get him on several times, because he certainly understands what this is about, and he can present this information from a very, very scholarly point of view. Well, basically, of course, he points out that, of course, there's a direct correlation between the beginning of the use of aspartame in 1981 and the dramatic increase in autism, Alzheimer's disease. What about these autoimmune diseases? What part does it play in those? Do we have any idea?
I'll tell you exactly. That's one of the neat things about the book. I figured it out exactly what's going on. This is so exciting to me. Because basically, scientists have been looking at these diseases, slides of these diseases, for 150 years, and they've never been able to find anything. Like, take MS. You know, you're looking at slide after slide after slide, looking for bacteria, looking for viruses, looking for some chemical poison. Yeah, nothing's there. All you see is the macrophage, that big white blood cell that's a friend to us, sitting there eating our myelin, eating the material that is keeping us together. And various diseases is eating different tissue.
Are you talking about now macrophages?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Go ahead. Macro means big, and phage means eater.
Eater. And they're great. They're cells that will go around. They do a lot of good. They eat bacteria. They eat all sorts of foreign bodies. But they'll also eat our tissue if it's been damaged. So why are they eating the myelin from people with MS? You know, why are they eating all this other connective tissue from people with lupus and that kind of thing? They're eating this tissue because they have on the outer surface of their cell wall, membrane, sites that are specific for detecting formaldehyde modified protein. And that's what's going on. The formaldehyde is being formed, it attaches to the basic protein. And then the macrophage, which has a site for that modified protein, seeks it out and destroys it. And that's exactly what's going on. Now, why couldn't scientists see this? Because formaldehyde is only one carbon. It's just one of the smallest molecules known to man. You could never see a protein modified by a formaldehyde molecule. But the macrophage can see it. And they consume it, and that's the disease. That's multiple sclerosis. That's lupus. That's diabetes, where you're losing the cells of the islands of Langerhans. Well, why are those cells disappearing and not the rest of the pancreatic cells? Because the islands of Langerhans have a high concentration of alcohol dehydrogenase, this rare, aside from the liver, rare enzyme, and it can produce formaldehyde from methanol. It's so simple, Stanley. It's so simple. It's exciting.
Well, now, are you talking about diabetes type 1 or diabetes type 2?
Type 2.
Okay.
Yeah, type 2. Type 1, type 2 is the one I'm really concerned about, because it's in later years that you start losing the ability of the cells in the islands of Langerhans to produce their insulin. Type 1, I'm not sure of. I don't think I can prove that at all, because it's just a whole other story. It happens too fast.
And that's something you see in young children. That's an entirely different type of disease.
Exactly right.
All right, fine. So we have the autoimmune diseases. And what about rheumatoid arthritis and things of that sort? Is there any effect as far as rheumatoid arthritis, do you think?
Fibroblasts loaded with alcohol dehydrogenase.
Right.
And rheumatoid arthritis responds to smoking in a very negative way. You know, people who smoke have three times the incidence of rheumatoid arthritis.
Now, what's the relationship between the smoking and, of course,
methanol.
And the methanol.
Smoking, when you smoke methanol is, the real name of methanol is wood alcohol.
Right.
And when you burn a material so it produces smoke, it's producing methanol. And there you go.
Oh, I see.
Yes, it's a fascinating thing. Fascinating. Plus the pectin in the alcohol, in the tobacco leaves, they're fermented. And when you ferment pectin, the bacteria releases the methanol into the tobacco. And so tobacco is notoriously high in methyl alcohol.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I learn something every day. That's why I enjoy what I do. Well, you've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. You go right ahead and just what are your thoughts for our listeners out there?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States...
Other diseases, we're talking about specific types of cancers that have gone up associated with the use of aspartame. And, of course, Woodrow has come up with all sorts of very fascinating theories as to why this works, and it really does make sense. Well, we're going to have you back again, but we're out of time. I'm looking forward to reading your book, and we'll be giving you a call. And if I don't call you, please you call me, and we'll get you on all of our programs, okay?
I can't wait.
God bless, and thanks so much.
God bless you.
Okay, fine. Well, certainly this is a very courageous man who's actually driven out of the country because they had the courage to speak out, and you say, driven out of the country. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very true. I know people who have actually been died. A number of the people we've interviewed have died under very mysterious circumstances because they tried to tell the truth. And we have one fellow who's actually shot himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead. And, of course, he was ruled a suicide, and everybody knows if you really want to make sure you're dead, you shoot yourself in the head twice. His name was Gary Webb, Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist who wrote something about how the CIA was involved in drugs here in America. Well, we can't let the common American people know that, can we? Instead, we have an excellent four tape set with actually six different interviews on it. About, is there really a war on drugs? Is there really a war on drugs? And then if you want to get into aspartame, we probably will be carrying Woodrow's book here. Right now, of course, we have the book of Excitotoxins, The Taste of Kills by our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock. We have Dr. Roberts' monumental book. It's 1,400 pages. AIDS, the Forgotten Epidemic, I believe is the cause of it, but it's by Dr. Roberts, Arch Roberts. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set on aspartame. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And actually, if you go to our website, you'll find out we have other books on this same subject. You need to get the information. You need to understand they've targeted our children. These products are in over six. This product is in over 6,000 products that are used. And some people think that they put it in the chewing gum because it's cheap and efficient. No, I think they've targeted our children. I think that there's an intense hatred in this. They know exactly what they're doing. If you haven't read my treatise or heard my talk on planned population reduction, my talk on Nandare Call It Genocide. That's Planned Population Reduction. It's a DVD. Nandare Call It Genocide. It's a DVD. Read my treatise. It's up on the internet. The Population Control Agenda. The Population Control Agenda. A lot of people will talk about population control, abortion, population control, euthanasia. But, ladies and gentlemen, that is just simply a small part of it. My book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, is good, but when I wrote it, I did not understand this was a man-made disease. AIDS is a man-made disease. We have a wonderful book. It's called AIDS, the Crime Beyond Belief. AIDS, the Crime Beyond Belief by Don Scott, who recently passed away himself, but a very courageous man. This is a man-made disease. Why? Because it's targeted at blacks. It's specific for blacks. You go to Africa, AIDS. In Botswana, 46 to 48% of all the pregnant women there, they test every woman, and 46 to 48% of them are HIV positive. They're all going to die. A very successful genocidal policy. A very successful genocidal policy. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Our number 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, tell others about our program and join our crusade for the souls of men.
As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer,
you're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 3 January. It is Tuesday, 2011. Thank you so very much for joining us, caring about your world, doing something about it, and changing one step at a time. I think if we were to go through the kinds of things that we could do one day at a time to change our lives by the end of December 2012, we would find out that we had made some major decisions, major changes, and improved our lives immensely. So I hope you'll consider thinking about that. And throughout the days and weeks, we will give you those little hints of things that you can do to change your health. One of those I think I would add right now would be just looking at the year ahead and thinking about what it means. I'm